Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, we've got one request. If you genuinely enjoy what we do here on the Internet Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes or your podcast app, because it really helps us grow our podcast and ensures that we bring you the greatest marketing tips and advice each week. And today I'm joined by Vicky Looms, Head of Premium Content at Trend Watching. Hello, Vicky. How are you?
Hi, Andy. I'm fine, thank you.
Vicky, let's start off with you telling us a little bit about yourself and trend watching.
Yes. So, as you said, my name is Vicky, and my official title here is Senior Trend Analyst. What we do at Trend Watching is we track consumer trends, and we also help businesses understand how to apply consumer trends within their business or maybe with their own clients. And we do that through workshops, through live sessions, through internal strategy sessions. But we also have something called Trend Watching Premium, which is an intelligence platform that people log into and can access all of the trends and all the innovations that we track. And I look after everything that's on that platform.
Now, consumer trends, it's quite a sort of broad term. Why should we be aware of them?
I think probably the main reason to be aware of consumer trends is you don't need me to tell you that the marketplace is competitive, that it moves quickly. Consumer trends can help businesses, marketers, anyone really kind of get a handle on that overwhelm and then use it to their advantage. And I agree that the term trends is confusing. The amount of times I tell people, you know, oh, I work for a consumer trend company, and they say, oh, so what do you think of my jumper? Is it a good color?
Yeah.
And I always have to say, no, not those kinds of trends. Our trends are consumer trends. So that's all about how consumers behave, what they want, how they view the world. And knowing about those kinds of things can help you find opportunities for your business and create products, create services, create campaigns that surpass consumer expectations, and then in the process, you know, help you get ahead of the competition.
Yeah. We often hear people say, talk about fads, don't we? What's the difference between a fad and a trend?
That's a very good question. And definitely one along with what do you think of the color of my jumper? And the one I get quite a lot. I think the easiest way to think about it is a fad is how you're doing it, and a trend is what you're doing.
Right.
So if you think about something like Tinder, the swipe left, swipe right, you know, be put in touch with somebody who's interested in you. Will we still be using Tinder in a year, 2 years time? I don't know. That's impossible to predict what products are going to come into the market. But what is certain is that the expectation that Tinder has set, how easy it is to connect with people, how quickly you can do it, those are never going to go away. So that's the consumer trend. That's the thing to think about. And I think the same goes for technology as well. It is very easy to get caught up with new technologies. They're very exciting. Virtual reality, augmented reality, customized jeans, you know, all of these things that seem very futuristic. And it's important to take a step back and think, okay, but what does this mean for the consumer? You know, what will consumers be able to do as a result of artificial intelligence? Because they don't really care how artificial intelligence works. Mm. They just care about the benefits they get from it.
As a content creator then, how should the knowledge of consumer trends change the way that we actually create content?
So we already talked about how consumer trends can help you track customer expectations. So in the context of creating content, I think it's then about creating things that go beyond expectations, that are better than what's already in the market, that maybe serve consumer needs, which is a very important thing, as we already talked about, when it comes to consumer trends, that can serve those needs in new ways. So when you think about something like virtual reality, it's important not to just be distracted by the new things that virtual reality can do, but also by thinking about how is this helping consumers? How is this providing entertainment? How is this helping them learn? Addressing those questions within the context of consumer trends will really help you to create content that really stands out.
I mean, it's we hear this term, don't we, sort of trend watching. I'm just wondering how important it is. How can we get good at trend watching? Because it must be quite cool to sort of be at a cocktail party and people saying, what do you do? And, oh, I'm a trend watcher. And how important is it?
I mean, it is very important if you're a business owner or a marketer or a strategist. And, you know, as much as I obviously love this job and I wish there was a secret formula to being a trend watcher, like, but I knew a secret, I really don't. The truth is that I think it's impossible to watch trends and have your own full-time job. So that's, you know, where we come in. You can spot trends. I think the biggest piece of advice I always have is just to be curious about everything that's in the world around you. So when you see a brand doing something interesting, ask yourself, why is that interesting? What does that mean for customer expectations? What does it mean for my brand? And then, you know, you'll start spotting trends. You'll start spotting new expectations. Once you've started that, you're kind of on the way to being a trend watcher and to sort of being that annoying person at parties, which unfortunately I sometimes am, who has always heard of the new thing. When someone wants to tell you something new, you're like, oh yeah, that, I read about that like 3 weeks ago. makes you an irritating companion.
Yeah. Especially if you say I read about it 3 months ago.
Exactly. I do try to, you know, soften the blow a bit sometimes.
It's difficult though, isn't it? So, I mean, sometimes when you're sort of in a trend, you're in the middle of a trend that's happening, you can't really see it happening, can you, until sort of later. I'm going to show my great age now. I remember being alive in the 80s. I remember being a young man in the 80s and sort of I was quite into music in those days and thinking, oh, it's the 80s. I can't really sort of work out what music's doing at the moment. It seems a bit sort of bland and nondescript. And yet now in like the sort of 2017s, when we look back at the 80s, we can spot 80s music a mile off, can't we? It's very distinctive. So I was just wondering sort of, give us an example of a trend you're watching in 2017 or sort of a recent trend perhaps that you were watching last year.
So at the end of every year, we release a trend report for the trends we think should be on people's radars for the coming year.
Yeah.
And one of the trends we flagged at the end of last year was a trend called ethical educators, which is the basic human need it's rooted in is very much self-improvement. And, you know, we all want to improve ourselves, whether it's learning a language or eating less donuts or going to the gym more often. But I think when you think about the current political landscape in the US, in the UK, which feels very fractured, feels very polarized, I think questions around self-improvement and being a good person, being a better person, are kind of changing. And people now want to maybe increase their empathy or maybe understand what life is like for people who are not like them.
Yes.
Sort of self-educate to understand what life is like in someone else's shoes.
Yes.
And so at the end of last year, we sort of identified a trend called ethical educators, which is all about how brands can help people self-improve in those kinds of ways. So, you know, improve their ethics, improve their empathy. So a really fun example we saw of this, and it's a really kind of light one, because this could be a very serious topic and it does cover very big issues.
Yeah.
It's a jewelry brand called Loci, and they launched a Facebook messenger bot called Walk with Yeshi. And essentially it's all about mimicking the walk that women in Africa have to do to get water.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So the bot asks you, like, hey, can you send me a picture of, you know, what's outside your window? And you send a picture, and then it sends one back of, you know, what a woman in Africa might see. And then it asks you, oh, how long does it take you to get to work? And then it tells you how long it will take her to get water. So it's using a fairly new technology, Facebook Messenger, to kind of help people understand something and, you know, self-improve in a way that they might not have been able to. And there's lots of examples of how brands are using new technologies to kind of do that and to help people sort of improve their ethical viewpoints.
So we're all trying to get more, understand what it's like from the other viewpoint. It's fascinating. So if you had one sort of top tick or takeaway for our audience today in terms of sort of understanding trends and trend watching, what would it be, Vicky?
I think it would be that don't be scared of trends. Don't feel like you have to have a degree or you have to have studied trends. It's that anyone can be a trend watcher. Mm. Just be curious about what's going on in the world around you when you're in your local city or in your local high street or browsing the internet. Just kind of keep an eye on the messages that you're seeing from brands, yes, the services that you're being offered, and just sort of start to connect the dots between things, and you'll soon start seeing your own patterns and your own trends. And I think it's much easier than you might assume. Mm. And if I'm allowed to sneak in another takeaway, I would
definitely
also say,
the more the better. The more takeaways, the better.
I would also say that don't restrict yourself to comparing yourself to the competitors that are directly in your market. Mm. You're always competing against the best in class. So, you know, if you're a technology company, you shouldn't just be looking at what Apple are doing, for example. You should be looking at what Audi are doing or what BMW are doing or what Disney are doing.
Yeah.
Because customer expectations, they'll spread across industries and people will be asking, why isn't my Audi as easy to use as my iPhone? Why doesn't BMW come with customization options like Spotify? You know, people will ask those questions. So when you're thinking about who your competitors are and who you should be tracking, think very broadly across industries, across regions, and that will help you to really understand where the market is.
It's a fascinating area, isn't it? I think it's all down to sort of having an inquisitive and open mind, isn't it? And not being too sort of tunnel visioned and just letting all that information soak in, because it all gets filed, doesn't it? Usually while we're asleep.
Yes, maybe that's when you'll start having trend brainwaves. Who knows?
Maybe trend dreams. Well, Vicky, thanks so much for joining us. Tell us a bit about how our listeners can find out more about you and more about trend watching.
So you can find us on all the usual social media channels, on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram, just at Trend Watching. If you come to the Trend Watching website, you can also sign up to receive free content. So we release free global and free regional trends that are sort of like a little snapshot into the kind of things that we do here and the kind of things we're thinking about. Mm-hmm. If you thought everything I said was super interesting, there's also a book that we published at the beginning of last year called Trend Driven Innovation. And that's basically all the things I just talked about and much, much more. So how you can implement trends, how you can get everyone else on board with trends, how you can build a trend culture, everything you would ever possibly want to know about trends. is in that book as well.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. The show notes are in the usual place, sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast. A few quick announcements. Once again, if you join the show, please leave us a review so that people know that we're here, and you know, we can continue to bring you better marketing ideas and advice. We're always open to questions or suggestions for future topics to be discussed on the show. So two ways to tell us about those: podcast@sitevisibility.com is the email, or you can tweet at sitevisibility, all one word. If you want to connect with me personally, I'm Dr. Pod, DOCTORPOD on Twitter and LinkedIn. And if you want to continue the conversation, you can do so by joining the Site Visibility group on LinkedIn. And that's it. So it's many thanks to Vicky. That's all from me, Andy. It's all from Vicky.
Thank you, everyone.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.